Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus, getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest is red hot for the Messiah. His name, Aviad Cohen, and he was named by Time Out magazine as one of the new super Jews. You're perhaps familiar with various rapper groups. I know I'm not, but his name was 50 Shekel, and he had a problem. He was in the traditional Jewish community in New York, and he went just for a meal on Shabbat, and he just broke down because his heart was pleading for God, and all he was getting was tradition. And he reached his limit, and God heard his prayer, because the next thing he knew, he went out and he got the Passion movie, Mel Gibson's movie, the video. He took it home. He had it covered up. He didn't want people to see it in his community. And he was shocked by what he saw. For the first time, he realized that Jesus is Jewish. They even used his Hebrew name, Yeshua. And he literally fell in love with Jesus, couldn't understand, and he decided, I'm going to go online on the computer, and he starts reading the New Testament. When you started reading the New Testament, what were your thoughts, Avi?
This is Jewish, and how come my rabbis didn't even tell me about this? That was the big issue. How come it took 29 years, and after paying all that for that higher education, they kept this from us? Why is it they kept this from us?
But then another strange thing started happening to you. You were waking up to a radio alarm, and you were getting a station that it wasn't possible to get where you lived, and it was clear, but this guy was teaching the Bible. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we usually set my clock to go off to an alarm buzzer, and I don't have any reception in Jackson Heights, New York, and that we're at that area, and every morning, instead of going off to the buzzer, it went off to this pastor speaking, and he's talking about the Old Testament, the New Testament. I'm like, this guy's speaking, he's very, you know, it just sounds really honest, and he's just very clear. You know, and he's talking about Jesus, but he's talking also about the Old Testament. I just wish this guy would come to our shul and speak, because I think the rabbi needs to, like, learn some things. I don't know what the deal is, but this pastor seems to be a lot more loving than less controlling. And all I was getting was a lot of control issues. There's a lot of control issues with these rabbis. They try to control you and try to, like, brainwash you and tell you how to be, how to act.
So when did you actually say a prayer to receive Messiah?
Actually, to be honest, I said it with a friend. I met somebody online who is a believer. She's a Gentile, you know, she's a believer. And I think just to get to the point of me just saying, you know, it's like, you know, just ask Yeshua into your heart. I'm like, but why? And then I did.
Okay, tonight is Shabbat, the Sabbath. What does Shabbat mean to you today compared to what it used to mean to you?
Shabbat is special. Shabbat is amazing. Everything that even everything, our scriptures, Yahweh's feast, God's feast. These things are beautiful to me. Not like before. Before, I couldn't care less to be a Jew. I couldn't care less to even keep any of these feasts that I thought they're actually just called holidays. And now they're actually finding out they're feasts. I love God. He loves me. I have a relationship with Him, and it's a relationship, but it takes work. Just like any relationship, if you're not doing your part, well, then it's not going to work. And I just love being a Jew now. But more importantly, I love the God of Israel, and I know that He loves me.
And you take delight in worshiping God on His feasts or His set appointments. Mm-hmm. Let's go to your brand new CD. It's really an eclectic CD of all different types of music, but it's contemporary, from rap to the electronic. Let's hear a selection. Since it's Shabbat, we delight in your Shabbat. Avi, what are you thinking about as you're listening to We Delight in Your Shabbat?
I just remember actually being on the phone with an actual anti-missionary, a Jewish anti-missionary, who goes out there and tells Jewish kids that, you know, Jews are not supposed to believe in Jesus. But he actually told me he loves that song.
Well, listen, if an anti-missionary loves that song, he loves the God that is behind that song, and that God has a son. He's the Messiah of Israel. His name is Yeshua. So if I'd known that, I would have dedicated the song to the anti-missionary. In fact, if he likes it so much, let's play a little bit more of We Delight in Your Shabbat.
Lord, we delight in your Shabbat. We enter your rest and your praises we sing. Lord, we delight in your Shabbat. We delight, oh, we delight.
That was We Delight in Your Shabbat from the brand new CD, Hooked on the Truth, by Aviad Cohen. And Aviad, you were telling me about rabbis that study Kabbalah, and what were these traditional rabbis doing?
Well, I've seen these. I've been to the Kabbalah Center. They had an open house, and where they teach, a little bit about different courses they're offering. And then there's a place there, in the coffee shop, they had a rabbi, one of the Kabbalistic rabbis, who would just sit down with you and they would read your palm. And then across from that, I would actually see like all these things with these horoscopes, all these like Kabbalistic horoscope books. And see,
isn't it amazing? You can do all of these things. You can be involved in New Age. You can bow down to pictures of Buddha-type people. You do all these things. That's acceptable, but it isn't acceptable to believe in Yeshua, the King of the Jews. But I've got good news. Avi, I've got good news for you. I've got good news for everyone that is listening. God is removing the spiritual scales from the eyes of Jewish people once again. He's having mercy on his stiff-necked people, and there is a move of God's Spirit. It's a wave of God's Spirit that is touching Jewish people throughout the world right now, and there are tools. And one tool is contemporary music. This is one of the most eclectic CDs I've ever heard. It's everything from contemporary music to rap to electronic music to messianic Jewish music. I really want you to get this CD because it's written from the heart of a Jew that knew Judaism, knew tradition, and then found the King of the Jews. And what's it like to know Yeshua, Avi?
This is when you find your perfect love. If somebody actually gave me the CD when I was looking into Jesus and seeing if he was actually, in fact, the true Jew Messiah, man, this would have accelerated everything really fast.
Okay, listen, get hooked on the truth, CD. For a donation of $20, Shabbat broadcast, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his countenance to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord grant you his shalom, his completeness in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. In the name of the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzikenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape, or CD, of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.